Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We'll make something similar work. When we collab with Adidas for the first ever podcast shoe, that's where we're going to get something like that. The first shoe you can hear.
Yeah. Well, not the first.
Yeah.
I got a lot of squeaky shoes in my life.
Hey, Adidas, you want to fill that Kanye void? Jack and I have got the shoe for you. It's a shoe for podcasting. They're like, tell us what you mean. We're like, it's a shoe you can hear.
You're pitching me a squeaky shoe.
I'm not really sure on the details yet, Jack. We got to work on that before our pitch to Adidas. In the meantime, here we go. 3, 2. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, November 7th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like a T-boy. Jack, what's our first story for the pod?
For the first time in American history, liquor is about to overtake beer.
America's beer belly is now a cocktail tummy.
For our second story, the second most valuable startup in America just laid off employees and then apologized.
Because we have entered the hoodie recession.
For our third and final story, the number one issue in tomorrow's election, it's the economy, stupid.
So Jack and I wrote down the three ingredients for the expensive cocktail that is inflation.
But before we hit that wonderful mix.
Fantastic mix. And I love how you said wonderful, Jack.
It's Monday, the first day of the full week.
Full week, 5 days, a lot of days in a full work week.
But Yetis, you've heard about the 4-day work week, right?
Yeah, Jack and I were early believers in the 4-day work week.
Yeah, we were.
Even though full disclosure, we do work 5 days a week.
Yeah, we do. But how do you beat a 4-day work week?
Jack, that would be with the 3-day work week.
Get this. Chick-fil-A is pioneering the 3-day work week.
Chick-fil-A's newest job, no joke, it's dipping chickens just 3 days a week.
The 3-day work week, That's the same as a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, I'm not a mathematician, Jack, but I'm pretty sure that means you're working less than half a week.
Now, Yetis, we know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking this is just a part-time job, but this isn't a part-time job.
No, it's not, because the 3-day work week is still 40 hours of dipping that chicken work.
That's right. At Chick-fil-A, they're cramming 40 hours into 3 days, three 13-hour shifts.
They only got one location.
locations so far.
Chick-fil-A, Miami.
But ba-da-ba-ba-ba, people are loving it.
Because if you're working just 3 days a week at Chick-fil-A,
Jack, Monday is your new Wednesday.
And Wednesday is your new Friday.
But does that mean Friday is still Friday?
Yeah, it does.
You're getting two Fridays? You're also getting the real Friday?
I think you get two Saturdays too. Yetis, this is such a good idea. Chick-fil-A may kick off a chain reaction.
Yeah, because Jack, there's only one way to beat the 3-day work week.
And that's the 2-day work week.
Jack, there's only one way to beat the 2-day work week.
The 1-day work week.
And if it's a 1-day work week, what comes after that, man?
The 0-day work week.
After that, I think Chick-fil-A starts working for you.
Yes, they do.
So to all the Yetis out there, happy Monday.
But if you're dipping chickens at Chick-fil-A,
happy Wednesday.
Let's dip our three stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, we're about to hit a milestone at your local saloon.
The liquor industry is about to pass the beer industry for the first time ever.
All right, Yetis. Is it just Jack and me, or are beer companies like trying to not be beer companies anymore?
Nobody wants to embrace beer anymore.
Case in point, Budweiser, America's largest brewer, they just launched more non-beer drinks in the last 2 years than they launched beers.
We looked at BudLight.com. You should too. There's 9 different Bud Lights that aren't beers.
We repeat, only 4 of Bud Lights are actually beer Bud Lights.
9 are not beers. 4 are beers. Bud Light is not a beer company anymore.
It's not just Budweiser. Boston Beer, the artist formerly known as Sam Adams, they are truly a truly hard seltzer company now. Look at the sales.
Molson Coors literally removed the word beer from their corporate name.
It's like beer companies are hop shaming each other, Jack.
Even Frank the Tank is like sipping martinis now.
And it is all because of this one statistic.
For the first time since the Wild Wild West, when bourbon was your only choice, by the way.
Way back when.
Spirit sales are about to pass beer sales in the United States.
Yetis, Jack and I would love to introduce you to the booze bubble.
For 12 straight years, liquor has been taking alcohol market share from beer.
It's like a leaky keg.
Spirits and beer are now neck and neck with 41% of America's alcohol market.
And the way we're looking at the data, mojitos have the momentum.
Because beer sales are only up by 1% this year compared to last year.
That's it. Beer is barely growing out there.
But vodka and whiskey, they're up 5% and 7%.
How about mezcal and tequila, Jack?
They're up a whopping 30% because margaritas are winning.
Jack, what's your drink of choice?
Margarita.
Actually, it's a Oaxacan old fashioned.
I do like a mezcal margarita.
It's smoky because it's burning a hole in your pocket.
Really nicely done there, Nick.
Thank you, Jack. Kind of stuck the landing on that
so,
one.
So, Yetis, what we're trying to say is liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor has literally never been sicker.
Like, literally, that is the case in the economy right now.
America's beer belly is turning into a cocktail tummy. And the bottom line is tastes have simply shifted. And that shifted the economics too.
Yeah, it's all about mojitos and martinis, not about the lagers and ales these days.
Fewer IPAs, more Negronis.
Yeah, but Jack, that begs the question, why is liquor overtaking beer?
Why are we all in the clear?
It feels like a takeaway moment. So Jack, can you serve up the takeaway for our buddies over in the alcohol industry?
Convenience saved the cocktail.
Yetis, what is driving the cocktail craze? The de-beering of America? It's delivery and cans.
Forever. The only way to drink liquor was order it at a bar or make a cocktail at home.
Beer was frankly easier. It was sold in every aisle 6 retail location and was very portable.
Every gas station too.
But alcohol delivery and ready-to-drink cocktails, they are erasing the liquor disadvantage.
Drizly, which is owned by Uber, they deliver alcohol via an app.
There we go.
And the data shows that they're mainly delivering liquor, not beer.
And now that cocktails are pre-made and you can get a 6-pack of Sazerac, it is easier to bring spirits to the beach.
Liquor is now just as portable, deliverable, and consumable as beer is.
It's like daiquiri deliveries. Jack, did you hear that knock on your doorbell?
No.
I sent a big bottle of Bacardi your way for this exact story.
Did you?
Nah, I didn't, but I was going to do it tomorrow. Yetis, convenience has saved the cocktail.
Convenience has saved the cocktail.
For our second story, maybe the most shocking thing we saw last week, a tech CEO apologized.
Big tech just entered the hoodie recession.
All right, besties, before we went into the weekend, before we had sleep in Sunday, Jack and I saw some pretty conflicting news.
Yeah, we saw news headlines that were the opposite of each other. First, we had the big government jobs report for October, which showed that the economy added 260,000 jobs last month.
Jack, what recession?
But we also saw a headline last week that dozens of big tech companies announced huge layoffs.
Oh, that recession.
To name a few of those huge layoffs, Lyft is laying off 13% of their workers.
Uh-huh.
Opendoor is laying off 18% of their workers.
This is painful.
It's sad to see.
And according to some PFWTM, some people familiar with the matter, half of Twitter's 7,000 workers were laid off on Friday.
Also, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple, they all announced various levels of hiring freeze.
Add it all up, we're talking over 100,000 tech workers have been laid off this year.
So it's not a full recession yet. We added 260,000 jobs last month.
But we do have a tech session or
a hoodie recession.
But besties, here's what surprised us the most about the layoffs. It was one layoff in particular.
It was from Stripe, which is the second most valuable U.S. startup.
Stripe, not Square, Stripe, a payments company worth around like $100 billion.
Stripe is laying off 14% of Stripers, or over 1,000 people.
But here was the fascinating part. The co-CEOs of Stripe, the Collison brothers, took an unusual step of explaining the layoffs last week.
They explained the layoffs by apologizing.
Yeah, like they didn't blame the uncertain macroeconomic environment, quote unquote, out there.
They didn't blame the volatile markets that we're all navigating.
No, the co-CEOs of Stripe, two brothers, blamed themselves.
It is rare that two tech CEOs would admit to making a big mistake.
It's rare two brothers wouldn't blame each other, Jack, to be honest. You got five brothers. You'd be blaming each other all the time, right?
I got three brothers, but
like,
I hear your point.
Tuck did it. Tuck did it. Teddy did it.
Here's what the Collison brothers said in a joint statement.
In our view, we made two very consequential mistakes.
One for each brother.
Yeah.
First, they said they were too optimistic about the growth of the internet.
And second, they underestimated the risks of the downturn.
Now, on the one hand, Elon Musk literally locked the office at Twitter on Friday so that he could email the staff whether they'd been fired or not.
If you worked at Twitter, you got an email saying if you were still going to be there on Monday.
On the other hand, Stripe CEOs apologized in a letter, taking responsibility for mistakes and dealing with great compassion.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who we're thinking of in tech?
Big tech is now big-ish tech. And then there's Apple.
Yetis, remember the FANG stocks, like FAANG, like big tech? So many tech companies that were worth over $1 trillion.
It was shocking how many tech companies were in the 10-digit club.
Yeah, you got Facebook, Apple, Amazon.
Or is it 12 digits? I think it's actually 12 digits.
I just stopped counting after six, to be honest. Those were the OG four of big tech of FANG.
But tech's not so big anymore. After this brutal market downturn, even mighty Amazon is now worth less than $1 trillion.
In fact, get this, Yetis. Apple is now worth more than all three of those tech companies combined.
We repeat, Apple's market cap is now bigger than Facebook's, Amazon's, and Google's combined.
Now, Microsoft, they fared well too.
But we really don't have big tech anymore.
No, the way Jack and I see it, we have big-ish tech. And then we have Apple.
Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
You know, honestly, your salad, it says so much about you.
Nick, you like to blaze your own trail at the salad bar.
Yeah, I'm ordering a salad. I go off menu, man. Like a combo of kale and croutons that has never been made before.
Me? I'm not reinventing the wheel. I like to go classic.
Like if Sweetgreen thinks it's a good combo, Jack's not going to change that.
Kind of like investing strategies. Some want to build a custom portfolio of stocks, crypto, and options.
Others don't want to reinvent. Just give me the most standard ETF.
Whether you're tweaking your one-of-a-kind portfolio every day or prefer a more hands-off approach, Robinhood has the tools.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY to choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Stocks offered by Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto.
All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story, the number one issue of tomorrow's election is the economy.
So we've got to break down the three P's causing your number one concern Inflation.
The cocktail of inflation. Yetis, besties, look, Jack and I, we're not a political podcast.
We're financial fellas.
We're biz buds. Business.
But as you know, sometimes politics seeps into financial news.
Sometimes politics just squeezes on in there every now and then.
And the day before the midterms, the number one issue for voters, it's not immigration, abortion, crime, gun control, or other divisive existential issues.
Are you going to give us a trigger warning next time, Jack? You mentioned
I definitely should have said earmuffs a second ago.
That is some heavy stuff. No Yeti. It is the economy, stupid.
Of the 18 issues surveyed by Pew, the economy was number one across the aisle as the most important issue for America.
And here's the interesting thing. Those surveys show that when you ask people about the economy right now, what voters really mean is inflation.
So Nick and I whipped up a refresher on everything inflation.
The cocktail that is inflation. Yet it is 2 years ago. Jack and I said that inflation, it really reminded us of Godzilla.
Everyone was afraid of it, but no one had seen it in years.
Like literally in our lifetimes, we hadn't seen it in our lives.
It was when we were 33 that Nick and I first saw inflation.
Yeah, rising prices are like freaky monsters and no one had faced their wrath since the 1980s.
But in the past 2 years, we faced that wrath.
Oh, yes, we did.
So we have covered inflation a lot on this pod. There's a lot of different types of it.
We talked to you about shrinkflation, about sneakflation, about cookieflation. We talked about suckflation. It sucks.
We've covered it so often, we take a shot of overpriced OJ each time we say the word inflation.
Another round of orange juice.
And many people may have heard that inflation is a uniquely American thing.
But in fact, it's a global phenomenon, and it's actually worse in most other countries.
Average inflation in September for the OECD Club of 20 developed economies.
What was it, Jack?
It was 10.5%.
And Jack, what is inflation right now in the United States?
8.2%.
So besties, Jack and I were preparing this story, and we realized behind the Godzilla monster of inflation worldwide, there really are three forces.
Three ingredients, actually, for the expensive cocktail of high prices across the planet.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone in the United States right now?
Inflation is mainly caused by the three Ps: the pandemic, the pumps, and Jerry Powell.
Yetis, reason number one for inflation, the pandemic supply chain issues.
We cover them weekly in the Hoarder's Almanac.
The pandemic caused so many ships and factories to shut down that shortages still lead to price hikes.
Reason number two, Jerome Powell. Really, the Fed, actually. They injected so much money into the economy.
Now, stimulus checks did give people more money to splurge, which pushed prices up the last few years.
But when central bankers worldwide injected economies with money like they did,
a lot of
that
money
caused even more inflation.
And reason number three in this cocktail of inflation, prices at the pump.
Oil prices pump up the cost of everything for the whole world.
And ever since Putin invaded Ukraine, the price of oil globally, yeah, it is pumped up high.
Global inflation, it is like an expensive cocktail of the three Ps that no one wants to buy.
One part pandemic, one part pumps, and one part Jerry Powell's Fed and the other central banks. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the full 5-day work week we all have?
Liquor sales are overtaking beer for the first time since the OK Corral.
Convenience has saved the cocktail.
For our second story, Stripe's co-CEOs, they apologized for the big layoffs.
Yeah, we don't have big tech anymore. We got big-ish tech plus Apple.
And our third and final story, the number one issue in America and possibly the world, is inflation.
Global inflation. It is a cocktail of the three Ps. And what are they, Jack?
The pandemic, prices at the pump, and Jerry Powell's central bankers.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by James in Salisbury, Vermont, who I believe is your kitchen contractor, Jack. This guy's great.
No, he installed a fence in the backyard. He did a great job, though.
He probably knows what an Allen wrench is. We'll leave it at that.
Well, speaking of fence, another obstructive instrument.
A large thing we cannot build.
Is the Hoover Dam, which is an icon of industrial engineering.
The Hoover Dam, it helps provide drinking water all the way from Nevada to like Disneyland.
And get this, there is enough concrete in the Hoover Dam to travel across the country.
In fact, if you turned all of the Hoover Dam's concrete into a 2-lane road, it would stretch from Seattle to Miami.
If you took the Hoover Dam concrete and turned it into a sidewalk,
yes, Jack,
it could wrap around the entire Earth.
Yetis, if anyone listening is at the Hoover Dam right now, send us a picture at T-Boy Pod. We want to see it.
I've never been. I'd love to vicariously check that thing out. Roleplay.
Roleplay.
Yetis, you look fantastic to start the week. And if you haven't yet, click to follow us on Apple or Spotify. And if you work at Chick-fil-A, happy Friday.
Does one dip chicken into the fryer later? Or do they plunge chicken into the fryer later?
Jack and I discussed this at length before the pod.
We ended up with the big dipper.
You dip that chicken.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, happy birthday to Rose Horwitz celebrating her 9th birthday with a hibachi dinner down in Maryland.
And happy birthday to Dong Tai, who's celebrating his birthday by eating a banana the wrong way in the East Bay.
And Mika Villarreal is turning 1 year old up in Napa, California.
And happy birthday to Dhiraj Gunda in Suryapet, India.
And happy birthday to longtime Yeti Rebecca Kelly down in New York City.
Rebecca, happy birthday plus one day.
And congratulations to Gaurav and Kevin, who have been recording their podcast, Plastic Suit, Linen Tie, for 2 years.
Great anniversary. And congratulations to Masia, who got a new job at Ernst & Young Parthenon in Zurich, Switzerland.
And Gabby Dominguez just left her job as a 911 dispatcher in Illinois. Good luck on the next venture.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Robinhood. By the way, the Twitter stock we used to own, we don't have it anymore. Instead, we got $54.20. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I both worked in finance for a while.
And we know the six-monitor Bloomberg jockey with charts, numbers, balances, and more charts.
They got coffees in both hands while they're executing some complex trade on a soybean future.
Well, we're not trying to impress with our Mission Control Trading Center. Just give us an app, please.
Robinhood, with its mobile-first and intuitive design, it lets you trade with just a few quick taps on their app.
And even if things still don't seem easy, Robinhood has your back 24/7 with its live and robust customer support.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.